Disability Arts History Australia Industry Report on 15th of October 2025. Acknowledgements. Acknowledgement of Country. We acknowledge the traditional custodians of the country throughout Australia. We acknowledge that these lands have always been places of storytelling and artistic and cultural expression. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging. Acknowledgement of disability community. We acknowledge the labour, advocacy, and artistry of the artists and allies who have worked for more than 50 years to make the arts, media, and cultural industries more inclusive for the D/deaf, disabled, and/or neurodivergent community. We thank you for dealing with discriminatory systems and institutions, lack of funding and resources, lack of accessible training, production, presentation, and exhibition opportunities, and lack of understanding of our crypt time, space, and methods. We hope to follow your example, making and holding space to support the practice and the pride of future generations. Contents, acknowledgements, the project, the method, the website, the archival documents, the interviews, recommendations, health and rehabilitation, equity and non-discrimination, education and employment, access, advocacy and awareness raising, participation in public and political life, participation in cultural life, using the website, impact of the work, glossary, the project, the disability arts history. Australia is an online archive that documents the transformative impact of artists, arts organisations and allies working in disability arts in Australia from the 1970s to the 2020s. It is the outcome of a research project funded by the Australian Research Council, Creative Australia, Queensland University of Technology Centre for Justice, and Curtin University Centre for Technology and Culture. The evolution of disability arts in Australia. Disability arts in Australia has developed alongside activism and reform in legislation, policy, and service provision over the last 5 decades. It has played a critical role in asserting our right to self-expression, participation, employment, and economic opportunity. However, this history is not well documented, and developing an archival record now creates a number of challenges. The terminology used to describe and define D/deaf, disabled, and/or neurodivergent identity has changed over time. Arts, media, and cultural industries have challenged use of medical and deficit-based language. The work of disabled artists has not always been collected in mainstream cultural institutions, libraries, and archives. Artists and organizations have held materials uncatalogued and undigitized in boxes, in their offices, or in boxes donated to state libraries. Artists, organizations, and library staff have limited capacity to assist researchers in locating, cataloging, and digitizing material that has been retained. Arts organizations may not consent to digitize and share content if not certain persons photographed/referenced understood the document was to be published. The method this research project has used: interviews with artists and allies capturing lived experience and sectoral memory, library and web searches to identify public records, media, and organizational histories. Digitization of archival records held individuals, companies, and libraries, including to date uncatalogued materials. Coding of content by location, states, national. Art form, theater and performance, dance, music, visual arts and galleries, craft and textiles, film and new media, digital arts, creative writing, multi-arts, and festivals. Approach, community arts, outsider arts, arts therapy, and regional arts. Community, First Nations arts and artists, called arts and artists, LGBTIQA plus arts and artists, D/deaf arts and artists, blind or low vision arts and artists, and neurodivergent arts and artists. Content, grant, award, education and employment, health and rehabilitation, equality and non-discrimination, access, advocacy and awareness raising, participation in public and political life and participation in cultural life, categories adapted UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD. Results. Collaborative development of a timeline of key moments in social policy, and arts practice. A list of relevant industry reports, books, and articles. Curated artist, art form, and community histories. Co-design of principles for a website sharing archival documents, interviews, and other resources. Creation of website, steering committee, and end-user representative, testing of the website for navigability. The result is the www.disabilityartshistoryaustralia.net website, created in collaboration with over 100 DIDA/deaf, disabled, and neurodivergent artists and allies. This website does not and cannot present a complete history of all artists, arts organizations, and events over the last 50 years. It does provide a platform to assist artists, producers, policymakers, researchers, and students to understand the history and the work still required to create a more inclusive industry. The website, at launch in 2025, the www.disabilityartshistoryaustralia.net website includes 1661 archival records, annual reports, programs, promotional flyers and cards and more, available via URLs or PDFs. 49 interviews with DDEF, disabled and neurodivergent artists and allies, with Auslan interpretation, captions and transcripts for each video. L search tools to explore 10,864 people, organizations, and works associated with Australia's peak disability arts organizations, and filter for location, art form, or topics such as access, education, and employment, participation in public and political life. Timeline: important moments in disability arts practice, policy, and activism. Reference list, books, articles, reports, and other helpful resources. A curated histories, pages focused on specific themes such as disability arts festivals or government policy, strategy, and funding. The archival research, 1960s and prior, -arts and disability/disability arts in institutional and medical contexts. Activist calls for legislative and attitudinal change begin to influence arts practice. In 1952, Dr. Eric Cunningham Dax, chairman of the Mental Hygiene Authority in Melbourne, starts an arts therapy program, now evolved into Dax Collection. Presentation publication of some work by disabled artists, e.g. singer Marjorie Lawrence performs in wheelchair, 1944. Alan Marshall publishes memoir, I Can Jump Puddles, 1955, 1970s. UN Declaration on the Rights of Persons with Disability, 1975, influences thinking about arts in institutional settings, including legislation, policy, attitudes, and language. Documentary/advocacy film, production-e.g.film on experience D/Deaf Australians, by J.M.Lovett and the Deaf Film Society, 1970. Arts Access Australian Theatre of the Deaf, 1973, Arts Project Australia, 1974, and Arts Access Society Victoria, 1977, established. Minus Australia Council for the Arts Funds Therapeutic, Community and Professional Practice, including Theatre, Visual Arts, Community Arts, Jewellery Making, Braille Book of the Year. Largely parallel to mainstream programs, even if in same venues. 1980s. Shift from medical to social models reframes arts as self-expression and professional opportunity. 1981. International Year of Persons with Disability, a catalyst for festival activity. Film Australia produced series on lives of disabled Australians, 1981. Accessible Arts, 1983. Accessible Arts, 1986. DADAA, WA, 1986. Back-to-Back Theatre, 1987. Established, received funding to support participation, practice, and career development. Early Symposia, Guidelines and Toolkits to Support Practice. e.g. Accessible Arts Creatability, 1989, 1990s. In 1991, Dr. Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu and his band Yothu Yindi have a mainstream hit with Treaty. Restless Dance Theatre, 1991. No Strings Attached Theatre of Disability, 1994. Tutti Arts, 1997. Weave Movement Theatre, 1997. Fusion Theatre, 1997. Access to Arts, 1998. Formerly Arts Access SA and Arts in Action. Insight Arts, 1998. Formerly Alice Springs Youth Arts Group. Salubrious Productions, 1999. And Disability and Disadvantage in the Arts, DETA A National Network, 1998. Subsequently, Arts Access Australia from 2004, established. Dash TV drama series House Gang, featuring actors with intellectual disabilities, supported by Accessible Arts, airs 1996. Ian Cooper holds first National Braille Music Camp, 1996. Arts in Action launches Biennial High Beam Festival, 1998, showcasing local, national, international work. First Australia Council Research Report, 1995. Further Symposia, Guidelines and Toolkits, 2000s. National Arts and Disability Strategy, 2009, launched. Continued Department of Arts and Australia Council Research, e.g. Arts and Disability in Australia, Research Overview, 2018. Arts Activated Conference, 2007 to 2021. New companies emerge across art forms, increased collaboration with mainstream artists, companies, and institutions. Studio A, 2000, Raucous, 2000, Second Echo Ensemble, 2005, Ever After Theatre Company, 2006, Roller Coaster Theatre Company, 2007, Blue Roo Theatre Company, 2009, etc. established. The Other Film Festival, 2004, Focus on Ability Film Festival, 2009, Sit Down, Shut Up and Watch, 2010, Festivals launched. Writers, e.g. Gail Kennedy's Life Writing in Me, Ant-Man and Fleabag, 2007, recognized, 2010s, NDIS rollout, 2013 to 2020, shift from block funding, top individual funding. Australia Council announces first dedicated funding for disabled artists, 2014. Meeting Place Arts and Disability Forum, 2012 to 2024. Undercover Artist Festival, 2015. Flow Festival, 2017, launched. Sprung. Integrated Dance Theatre, 2012. Indelibility Arts, 2015. Aha Ensemble, 2015. Nunaron, 2018. First People's Disability Network, established. Minus Sydney Film Festival launches Screenability Program, 2017. 2020s. Music, e.g. Off the List Records, 2020. Creative Writing, e.g. Growing Up Disabled in Australia Head. Carly Findlay with 50D Deaf Disabled and or Neurodivergent Authors, 2021. Festivals, e.g. Alter State launched by Arts Access Victoria and Arts Centre Melbourne, 2023. Dash ABC SBS Drama and Documentary Screen Production, e.g. What Does Australia Really Think About? Disability, 2021, Hardball, 2024, Headliners, 2024, Austin, 2024. Continued Department of the Arts and Creative Australia Research, Policy and Funding, e.g. Towards Equity, a Research Overview of Diversity in Australia's Arts and Cultural Sector, 2022, Building Strong Foundations, Research on Arts and Disability Needs and Opportunities, 2024, Equity, the Arts and Disability Associated Plan, 2024, The Interviews, Key Insights. In the interviews, artists and allies discuss program initiatives that have created tools, techniques, and frameworks to support safe, inclusive practice in which artists can challenge negative perceptions, advocate for change, and build pride. There is, artists and allies say, continued need to 1. Challenge deficit-based approaches to access, equity, and diversity, under and misrepresentation of D/deaf, disabled, and neurodivergent people. Assumptions about the content, quality, and marketability of work by D/deaf, disabled, and neurodivergent people. Attitudinal, systemic, physical, digital, and procedural barriers that limit opportunities for education, employment, and career advancement. The labor of advocacy and awareness raising. Unclear systems for education, employment, and grant applications. Inaccessible events, venues, and touring platforms. Extreme work pace and exclusionary definitions of quality, market appeal, and success. The incorporation of accessibility as an afterthought rather than from the outset in the design, development, and evaluation of programs. 2. Champion and create disability-led practice, opportunities for DDEF, disabled, and or neurodivergent artists to teach, mentor, and lead the development of the work. Intergenerational connection, collaboration, and knowledge exchange. Culturally safe, inclusive, and supportive work environments. Inclusion in local, national, and international events, festivals, and exhibition programs. 3. Value D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent artists. Intersectionality, resilience, adaptability, and strength. Distinct nonlinear and transdisciplinary career paths. Expanded definitions of career success, including major collaborations, commissions, paid work, awards, and other forms of recognition. Creative excellence, address the impact of new legislation, policy, and systems over time. Inconsistency in who can access support, when, where, and how. The physical, psychological, and administrative labor required to support. The way non-sustainable practice can disrupt career trajectories, the need for dedicated, reliable, long-term funding to support sustainable career development paths, recommendations, health and rehabilitation. Mentors are important in creating inclusive work models and navigating identity, disclosure, and adaptation in response to social barriers, our own shifting capacity, equity, and non-discrimination. Disability-led teaching, mentorship, collaboration, and leadership are critical to address barriers, create opportunities, and support nonlinear and transdisciplinary career paths. Education and employment. Attitudinal, systemic, physical, digital, and procedural barriers, including demanding pace of work, confusing processes, bias towards perceived to be marketable work, are barriers. D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent artists' adaptability and alternative paths to success /alternative definitions of success should be recognized. Access, diversity, and intersectionality of the disability arts community. Move from therapeutic to community to professional practice. Rights-based approach to address under and misrepresentation, low expectations, limited access, compulsion to pass. Disability-led practice, mentorship, collaboration, and intergenerational exchange, knowledge exchange to expand technique, skill, and definitions of success, create cultural safe more models and spaces. Advocacy and awareness raising, a rights-based approach that avoids tokenism and advocates for authentic, inclusive, disability-led approaches and collaborations to address barriers. Participation in public and political life. D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent artists' adaptations, aesthetic innovations, and alternative training, production, and career pathways, whether producing work related to disability identity or not, are a strength and a source of pride. Strategic choices about identity, positioning, disclosure depending on context. Participation in cultural life. Mentorship, multidisciplinary engagement, and community are critical to shaping artists' creative identity, aesthetics, and careers, including career sustainability. Recommendations, health and rehabilitation. Support D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent artists in navigating identity and disclosure, including change over time, reject deficit-based medical models, and advocate for social and rights-based models. Recognize deaf, disabled, and neurodivergent artists' resilience in adapting art forms, methods, and careers in response to attitudinal, physical, digital, and procedural barriers, physical, psychological, sensory, or cognitive capacity, and change in capacity over time. Remove attitudinal, systemic, physical, digital, and processual barriers to access, including barriers for artists with learning, cognitive, and sensory difference, and address the pressure, expectations, and pace of the industry. Build access into work plans from the start, not as an add-on after work is complete. Create inclusive, supportive, enabling environments to make work. Enable intergenerational guidance, mentorship, leadership, collaboration, and knowledge exchange to support disabled artists in shaping and sustaining their professional practice, artistry, and career. Recommendations: equity and non-discrimination. Recognize and support lifelong aspirations to engage in education, employment, and creativity. Acknowledge that D/deafness, disability, and neurodiversity shape opportunities, approaches, art produced, leadership, and advocacy. Support non-linear progression of careers, including movement between multiple art forms, roles, and work contexts. Recognize deaf, disabled, and neurodivergent artists' resilience in adapting art forms, methods, and careers in response to attitudinal, physical, digital, and procedural barriers, physical, psychological, sensory, or cognitive capacity, and change in capacity over time. Value and invest in disability-led practice. Artists with lived experience teaching, mentoring, and leading the language, priorities, and programming of the work. Industry recognition of value of this work. Recognize the disability community relationships and collaborations that serve as catalysts for career advancement. Recommendations, education and employment. Develop and implement coordinated cultural and organizational policy for equitable participation. Remove attitudinal, systemic, physical, digital, and processual barriers to access, including barriers for artists with learning, cognitive, and sensory difference, and address the pressure, expectations, and pace of the industry. Eliminate attitudinal, physical, procedural, and digital barriers to accessing venues, events, and organizational systems. Address barriers to touring to maximize profile and impact, including difficulty securing venues, high remount costs, absence of strategic touring frameworks, systemic bias toward proven marketable work, and requirement for broader scale or intensive touring. Challenge assumptions about content, quality, and audience for D/deaf, disabled, and / or neurodivergent artists' work, and act to change these perceptions. Dismantle gatekeeping, including confusing or unclear systems, processes, and preferences in training, employment, and grants. Address systemic change and equality, e.g. impact of shift to NDIS model on employment, as both an enabler and a source of inequity / administrative burden. Recognize deaf, disabled, and neurodivergent artists' resilience in adapting art forms, methods, and careers in response to attitudinal, physical, digital, and procedural barriers, physical, psychological, sensory, or cognitive capacity, and change in capacity over time. Support non-linear progression of careers, including movement between multiple art forms, roles, and work contexts. Economic considerations shaping sustainability of artistic career, chronic precarity funding, resourcing, reliance on short-term project grants, lack of consistent operational funding, high competition with non-disabled artists and organizations, impact of loss of funding / resourcing on advancement. Respond to economic considerations shaping sustainability of artistic careers, including chronic precarity in funding, resourcing, reliance on short-term project grants, lack of consistent operational funding, high competition with non-disabled artists and organisations, and the impact of loss of funding/resourcing on advancement. Ensure adequate, equitable, and sustained funding for long-term participation, profile, and reach as a priority to support sustainable career pathways. Establish and maintain dedicated disability arts funding, resources, and infrastructure, including funding schemes, sustained position and organizational funding, sustainable state, national disability arts organizations, continued availability of accessible studios, residencies, national disability arts festivals/events, and coordinated touring networks. Recognize paid work, commissions, mentorships, appointments, first sales, international festival exhibition selection, and major collaborations as key milestones of success. Expand program eligibility. Expand definitions of success. Recognize the importance of culturally safe space which welcomes, affirms, fosters trust, confidence, and creativity in incubating high-quality work, recommendations, access. Acknowledge the historical pressure to conceal disability and the continued challenge of navigating disclosure, visibility, and identity in an industry that sees disability as both a problem and a marketable product. Address the physical, psychological, and emotional impact of any requirement to minimize identity and needs in professional environments. Burnout. Recognize the contribution, legacy, and achievements of DE, deaf, disabled, and/or neurodivergent artists in creating change from the 1970s forwards, including a shift from therapeutic to professional framing of disability arts practice. Respect that work of deaf, disabled, and/or neurodivergent artists may or may not provide a personal, authentic, or political expression of lived experience to push for sector, system, and attitude change. It does not always need to do this. Support efforts to resist, challenge, and change historically limiting representations of disabled people, labels, stereotypes, tokenism, and inspiration porn narratives. Address the under and misrepresentation of D/deaf disabled and /or neurodivergent artists. Recognize and reflect the diversity and intersectionality of D/deaf disabled and /or neurodivergent artists, including First Nations, BIPOC, and LGBTIQA plus disabled artists. Reject deficit-based medical models and advocate for social and rights-based models. Uphold access, including legal requirements for access, as a right required for equity, equality, not an advantage or cheating in a competitive industry. Acknowledge diverse motivations, approaches, and contexts for disability arts practices, therapeutic, community, political, mainstream professional practice. Confront inequality in / within the disability arts community, including preferential treatment based on perceived level of disability, internal hierarchy, and/or lateral violence. Remove attitudinal, systemic, physical, digital, and processual barriers to access, including barriers for artists with learning, cognitive, and sensory difference, and address the pressure, expectations, and pace of the industry. Address the disproportionate expectations for D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent artists and leaders. Challenge assumptions about content, quality, and audience for D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent artists' work, and act to change these perceptions. Address systemic change and equality, e.g. impact of shift to NDIS model on employment, as both an enabler and a source of inequity/administrative burden. Support later entry into industry and later progression from early to established career stages. Value broader understandings, technique, skill, success in institutions and the industry. Build access into work plans from the start, not as an add-on after work is complete. recognise the importance of culturally safe space, which welcomes, affirms, fosters trust, confidence, and creativity in incubating high quality work. Enable intergenerational guidance, mentorship, leadership, collaboration, and knowledge exchange to support disabled artists in shaping and sustaining their professional practice, artistry, and career. Value and invest in disability-led practice. Artists with lived experience teaching, mentoring, and leading the language priorities and programming of the work. Industry recognition of value of this work. Support disability-led review, criticism, and evaluation. Expand mainstream coverage of disability arts and D/deaf, disabled, and neurodivergent artists' work. Support engagement with a range of audiences to break down barriers, build understanding, broaden opportunities, share recorded histories, tools, techniques, frameworks, models, and resources to extend project value beyond initial iteration, including simple, low-cost approaches to improving access. Ensure adequate, equitable, and sustained funding for long-term participation, profile, and reach as a priority to support sustainable career pathways. Educate industry and audiences about the disability rights movement and Australia's position relative to other countries, including equal education, employment and economic opportunity, and equal pay. Invest in training pathways and work opportunities for both emerging and established artists, residencies, commissions, and programming to support career advancement. Use collaborations, long-term work with D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent artists as peers, allies, and kin to shift perceptions and make inclusive practice a standard for the industry. Strong local, national, and international arts/disability arts community in which we feel we belong and are welcome, including through arts events and festivals. Recognize the value of cross-art form and cross-cultural collaboration to create platforms for disabled artists, recommendations, advocacy, and awareness raising. Acknowledge the historical pressure to conceal disability and the continued challenge of navigating disclosure, visibility, and identity in an industry that sees disability as both a problem and a marketable product. Recognize the contribution, legacy, and achievements of D/deaf, disabled, and or neurodivergent artists in creating change from the 1970s forwards, including a shift from therapeutic to professional framing of disability arts practice. Support efforts to resist, challenge, and change historically limiting representations of disabled people, labels, stereotypes, tokenism, and inspiration porn narratives. Address the under and misrepresentation of D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent artists. Recognize and reflect the diversity and intersectionality of D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent artists, including First Nations, BIPOC, and LGBTIQA+ disabled artists. Remove attitudinal, systemic, physical, digital, and processual barriers to access, including barriers for artists with learning, cognitive, and sensory difference, and address the pressure, expectations, and pace of the industry. Challenge assumptions about content, quality, and audience for D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent artists' work, and act to change these perceptions. Educate industry and audiences about the disability rights movement and Australia's position relative to other countries, including equal education, employment, and economic opportunity, and equal pay. Invest in training pathways and work opportunities for both emerging and established artists, residencies, commissions, and programming to support career advancement. Ensure adequate, equitable, and sustained funding for long-term participation, profile, and reach as a priority to support sustainable career pathways. Address tokenistic engagement with D/deaf, disabled, neurodivergent artists as a marketable area of practice without really addressing issues for artists. value and invest in disability-led practice. Artists with lived experience teaching, mentoring, and leading the language priorities and programming of the work. Industry recognition of value of this work. Enable intergenerational guidance, mentorship, leadership, collaboration, and knowledge exchange to support disabled artists in shaping and sustaining their professional practice, artistry, and career. Participation in public and political life. Recommendations, participation in public and political life. Recognize the long labor required to create meaningful change, from participation to awareness to advocating for equal rights to employment. Acknowledge the historical pressure to conceal disability and the continued challenge of navigating disclosure, visibility, and identity in an industry that sees disability as both a problem and a marketable product. Address the physical, psychological, and emotional impact of any requirement to minimize identity and needs in professional environments, burnout. Support efforts to resist, challenge, and change historically limiting representations of disabled people, labels, stereotypes, tokenism, and inspiration porn narratives. Address the under and misrepresentation of D/deaf, disabled, and /neurodivergent artists. Remove attitudinal, systemic, physical, digital, and processual barriers to access, including barriers for artists with learning, cognitive, and sensory difference, and address the pressure, expectations, and pace of the industry. Challenge assumptions about content, quality, and audience for D/deaf, disabled, and /neurodivergent artists' work, and act to change these perceptions. Address systemic change and equality, e.g. impact of shift to NDIS model on employment, as both an enabler and a source of inequity /administrative burden. Reject deficit-based medical models and advocate for social and rights-based models. Uphold access, including legal requirements for access as a right required for equity/equality, not an advantage or cheating in a competitive industry. Understand the relationship between art, identity, and politics, often inseparable. Recognize that the lived experience of D/deaf, disabled, and /neurodivergent people and the presentation of this experience in art is inherently political. Recognize and reflect the diversity and intersectionality of D/deaf, disabled, and /neurodivergent artists, including First Nations, BIPOC, and LGBTIQA+ disabled artists. Address different experiences of privilege, non-privilege, bias, and discrimination. Confront inequality in within the disability arts community, including preferential treatment based on perceived level of disability, internal hierarchy, and/or lateral violence. Recognize that disclosure of intersecting identity in disability arts is inherently political, and that casting, programming, and exhibiting work by disabled people can challenge stigma, change perceptions, address internalized ableism, and build pride. Support art making as a means to contribute to understanding, confidence, and pride in D/deaf, disabled, and /neurodivergent identity, as well as professional opportunities. Value difference as an asset to and in artistry. Acknowledge D/deaf, disabled, and/or neurodivergent people's ability to adapt art methods, art forms, and career paths to work for their physical, psychological, sensory, or cognitive reality as a strength, including adapting to changes over time. Support individual and organizational champions shaping approaches and creating opportunities for others to succeed. Support non-linear progression of careers, including movement between multiple art forms, roles, and work contexts. Support later entry into industry and later progression from early to established career stages. Educate industry and audiences about the disability rights movement and Australia's position relative to other countries, including equal education, employment and economic opportunity, and equal pay. Invest in training pathways and work opportunities for both emerging and established artists, residencies, commissions, and programming to support career advancement. Expand program eligibility. Expand definitions of success. Recognize the importance of culturally safe space, which welcomes, affirms, fosters trust, confidence, and creativity in incubating high-quality work. Value and invest in disability-led practice, artists with lived experience teaching, mentoring, and leading the language priorities and programming of the work. Industry recognition of value of this work. Enable intergenerational guidance, mentorship, leadership, collaboration, and knowledge exchange to support disabled artists in shaping and sustaining their professional practice, artistry, and career. Share recorded histories, tools, techniques, frameworks, models, and resources to extend project value beyond initial iteration, including simple, low-cost approaches to improving access. Respect that work of DU, deaf, disabled, and or neurodivergent artists may or may not provide a personal, authentic, or political expression of lived experience to push for sector, system, and attitude change. It does not always need to do this. Support a balance of politics and artistry. Respect artist-first identification. Acknowledge the emotional labor of storytelling to shift attitudes, systems, and structures. Provide support for strategic decisions around identity and disclosure in different projects and for different audiences. Develop growing interest in producing, presenting, and exhibiting amongst mainstream cultural institutions. Develop broader recognition as a result of presentation in mainstream contexts. Support disability-led review, criticism, and evaluation. Expand mainstream coverage of disability arts and D/deaf, disabled, and neurodivergent artists' work. Recommendations, participation in cultural life. Recognize that the lived experience of D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent people and the presentation of this experience in art is inherently political. Support art making as a means to contribute to understanding, confidence, and pride in D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent identity, as well as professional opportunities. Support art making that challenges assumptions about D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent people, critique lack of access in society and in the arts, media, and cultural industries. Respect that work of DU/deaf, disabled, and or neurodivergent artists may or may not provide a personal, authentic, or political expression of lived experience to push for sector, system, and attitude change. It does not always need to do this. Prioritize connection with mentors, organizations, and the disability community as key to D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent people's art making. Support the participation in multiple art forms and in multidisciplinary forms that is often central to D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent people's art making. Key insights. D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent artists have long worked across the sector, parallel to mainstream. Work in theatre, performance, dance, and visual arts has been happening since the 1970s, with a significant increase in volume since the 1990s. Work in film and television, particularly full-length drama, was limited pre-2000, the other film festival, 2004-, Screenability, 2017-, commissioning via ABC and other channels, has increased practice. Music and community arts and access arts programs, and central to the work of organizations like Tutti Arts 1997, increase in initiatives to promote the work of individual recording artists in the 2020s, e.g. Off the List Records 2020, Headliners 2024. Collaborative, ensemble, and social entrepreneurship models have supported disabled artists. long-running companies, ensembles have, served as a training ground for artists who cannot access conventional education and employment paths, developed inclusive approaches, training, creative development, and career development that support artists, provided platforms for artists to pursue transdisciplinary creative practice, new technologies, and other innovations, supported artists in the ensembles to pursue individual interests and projects which sprout into new work, subsequently commissioned by mainstream venues, companies, festivals. There has, since the 2000s, been increase in co-programming with mainstream venues, companies, and festivals. Work in non-traditional physical and digital incorporating Auslan captions, audio descriptions, and or relax conventions into work from the outset or into the aesthetics of the work. D/deaf, disabled, and / neurodivergent artists still confront challenges, benefit from, but do not always feel visible in, current discourse about diversity in the arts, media, and cultural industries. Access to engage remains varied depending on the art form. Accessibility is viewed in limited terms. The full spectrum of systemic, attitudinal, physical, digital, processual barriers includes expectations around pace and output of work and definitions of successful work. Access is not designed into all systems, processes, and resources from the outset. Having to ask/ask for ad hoc arrangements is a lot of labor. Inconsistency in funding, support structures, or burden of labor to secure support structures disrupts career momentum and sustainability. Key proposed actions include attitude change, strength and rights-based approaches, transform expectations around pace of work, output, and definitions of success in the industry, as well as addressing attitudinal, systemic, physical, digital, and processual barriers to access, acknowledge the strength, flexibility, and adaptability of D/deaf, disabled, and / neurodivergent artists as a valuable resource driving aesthetic and career innovation. Acknowledge the intersectionality of disabled artists as a valuable resource driving aesthetic and career innovation. Shift power from organizations to individual artists. Support disability-led approaches, models, and practices. Support intergenerational knowledge exchange and collaboration to document, disseminate, share, and training in these approaches. Support hubs to share innovations between artists, arts organizations, art forms, and geographical locations. Support design for access into all systems, processes, and resources. Immediate actions. This research demonstrates the work the field has done to develop disability-led approaches that are methodologically rigorous, aesthetically innovative, and professionally sustainable. The recurring theme throughout the interviews and archival research is the effort that has been, and continues to be, required to make the industry inclusive of D/deaf, disabled, and neurodivergent artists. Attitude change, strength and rights-based approaches. Transform expectations around pace of work, output, and definitions of success in the industry, as well as addressing attitudinal, systemic, physical, digital, and processual barriers to access. Acknowledge the strength, flexibility, and adaptability of D/deaf, disabled, and / neurodivergent artists as a valuable resource driving aesthetic and career innovation. Acknowledge the intersectionality of disabled artists as a valuable resource driving aesthetic and career innovation. Shift power from organizations to individual artists. Support disability-led approaches, models, and practices. Support intergenerational knowledge, exchange, and collaboration to document, disseminate, share, and training in these approaches. Support hubs to share innovations between artists, arts organizations, art forms, and geographical locations. Support design for access into all systems, processes, and resources. Using the website, discover the data for yourself. You browse to discover the rich history of disability arts in Australia over the last 50 years. You learn about the early leaders in the field, current innovations and future aspirations. You search for artists and arts organisations to learn more about their work. You create tailored reports, training programs, or public events about specific topics. Visit the Disability Arts History Australia website at https://disabilityartshistoryaustralia.net. For media, interviews, further information, or inquiries about tailored reports, contact Professor Bree Hadley, bree.hadley@qut.edu.au, glossary. United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD, international treaty that outlines rights disabled people are entitled to in relation to issues such as health and rehabilitation, equity and non-discrimination, advocacy and awareness raising, access, education and employment, participation in public and political life, participation in cultural life, independent living and living in the community, and so on. National Disability Insurance Scheme, NDIS, funds support workers, allied health workers, and assistive technologies for disabled people in Australia. Deficit-based language, talking about what deaf, disabled, and or neurodivergent people cannot do, rather than our strengths, and what we can do. Disability-led practice, work that is governed, managed, and created by deaf, disabled, and or neurodivergent people. Intersectionality, the multiple factors, such as race, gender, sexuality, and disability, that intersect as part of our identity and impact our experience of privilege or non-privilege. Medical model of disability, define disability as an individual problem caused by our physical, mental, or sensory impairments. Social model of disability defines disability as a social problem caused by attitudes, systems, processes, physical or digital infrastructure that does not welcome different body minds. Critical model of disability addresses disability in terms of systemic injustice, power, and rights. Arts and disability, arts, media, and culture, led by allies working with disabled artists, representation, underrepresentation, misrepresentation, whether an historically marginalized group is portrayed, portrayed enough, or portrayed in the way this community feels is reasonable in arts and media, including via the community's own self-expression. Tokenism, including a single stereotyped representation of a person from an historically marginalized community to appear inclusive without actually providing diverse people opportunities for education, employment, self-expression. Inspiration porn, defined by Stella Young, as portraying disabled people as amazing just because they have done things that are ordinary things for all humans. Gatekeeping. Power holders controlling access to opportunities for education, employment, self-expression, aesthetic innovation, new and/or cross-disciplinary approaches to the content, form, or audience engagement in the work of deaf, disabled, and/or neurodivergent artists. Cultural safety, places, relationships, and people that make us feel that our lived experience, identity, and culture is understood, welcome, and valued. Disclosure, deciding to tell or not tell people that we identify as a member of a historically marginalized community, including if we feel safe to tell people this. Labor, the physical, psychological, or emotional work required to manage barriers to access for deaf, disabled, and or neurodivergent people, the fatigue this labor creates. Intergenerational guidance, mentorship, collaboration, the sharing of knowledge, skills, and approaches to addressing barriers and making art amongst different generations of emerging, established, and senior artists. Non-linear career path, a career that does not follow a straight line from education to emerging to established and or does not include the typical features of a career. Sustainable sustainability, having the physical, psychological, emotional, educational, economic, and environmental resource to support a livable career and a livable life.